Fox 103 and the Outdoor Show. Where are those fish biting? Our outdoor guy has the inside details. Should you fish the small inland lakes or along the shores of Lake Superior? What's biting? With our outdoor guy, Adam Carpenter. Only on Fox 103.
Well, we haven't talked to Scott from Hillside or pretty much anybody from the Munising area in a while, so let's roll the dice here. See if we can get a hold of Scott from Hillside Party Store right there in Munising. Talk some fishing.
Hillside.
Hey, Scott, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing great. I haven't talked to you in a little while. Last time we spoke, things weren't real hot and heavy yet. I was hoping things improved. You got a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. What's happening around Munising Bay and Autrain?
Well, the kings are starting to kind of die off now in the bay, right in the bay here.
Okay.
But the splake are hitting good. Lake trout, obviously, once you can get out of the bay here a little bit. Perch, they've been doing all right on perch out by the Annie. There's a nice weed bed out there.
Okay.
And then Sand Point, there's another pretty good weed bed out that way that guys have been hitting perch up.
Where are they catching the perch on?
Slip bobbers and leeches.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds like that's been the hottest hitting thing out there right now, but I haven't heard too much else other than the leeches for them.
What about the splake? Are they catching them right there in the bay?
Right in the bay, yep. Guys are trolling basically the same way they'd troll for salmon.
Okay.
And it seemed to be doing pretty good for them. Spoons.
Okay. Any ones in particular you've heard at all?
Not any particular ones, no.
Is there any colors that people should, think about using if they're headed your way?
Not, honest to God, not really anything specific, especially
okay.
For the splake. Seems like they're pretty much, if they're hungry, they're going to hit on anything. They're pretty aggressive.
That's good to hear.
Trying to think what else here.
Are they out by the island at all there, Grand Island, or in the channel at all looking for Lakers?
Yes, in the channel. They've been looking for Lakers in the West Channel. East Channel also, but seems like the West Channel seems to be a better spot for them out there.
Okay.
150 to 180 feet.
Just banging off the bottom with spoons and flies?
Yep, banging off the bottom with spoons, flies, yep, cowbells. A lot of guys are, we haven't had much good weather for jigging or bobbing. But,
yeah.
If you can get out there, hook up with a dingo and a chunk of smelt or cut bait of any kind. Let's see here. They've been doing pretty good in Murray's Bay for smallmouth bass.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that area. That's a
good
spot.
They've actually been doing pretty darn good on the smallmouth right now.
Boy, it's been a great summer everywhere for smallmouth.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. A lot of guys have been talking about inland, and it just seems like it's been a good year for smallmouth.
Well, good.
And they've been, what were they using out there? I think they were using crawlers, but I don't know how they were setting it up for the bass.
Okay.
I know they've been doing really well on them out there. They've been catching some pretty good-sized ones.
That's good to hear. I'm glad you mentioned that. Have you heard anything about Autrain Lake or Lake Autrain?
I talk to a lot of guys. I sell a lot of minnows to a lot of guys that are out that way, but I really haven't heard a whole lot. I talked to a few guys that have caught some smaller perch out there.
Okay.
But walleye and pike, I haven't heard a whole lot. Earlier this year, they did well on the walleye.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like they've kind of slowed down a little bit. Haven't heard a whole lot out that way.
Well, Scott, thank you. I really appreciate you taking a minute and talking to us and get some info.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd like to get info from the Munising area, of course.
Definitely. It was good to hear from you.
Scott, why don't you tell the folks when you're open, what your hours are, and I know you got all that live bait there.
Yes, our hours are 8 in the morning to 11 at night every day of the week, Monday through Sunday. And, we've got all the minnows, perch, fatheads, shiners, suckers, leeches, leafworms, waxworms, pretty much just about everything.
Well, I appreciate it, Scott.
Okay.
You have a great day. Scott from Hillside Party Store in Munising. Take care.
Thanks a lot, Adam. You too.
This is The Outdoor Show, only here on Fox 103.